Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the Big Giant Head. All Big Giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ray Keating is here, too. Ray's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 16 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of a number of books, including Chuck versus the Business World, and his mystery novels, the Stephen Grant novels, right?
Absolutely, right, we got four of those out, and a fifth one will be coming.
Five Stephen Grant novels. So you got to check those out if you love fiction. You'll like what Ray's books. Ray, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about a piece you wrote recently on intellectual property by using the NFL and knockoff merchandise. Talk to us. Give us a setup on that.
Sure. You know, I obviously went into the big NFL championship Sunday yesterday, and there's also, you know, when you talk about intellectual property, I think people think of software and movies and songs and things like that. But IP, as you well know, Jim, is critical to most businesses.
Yep.
And when you look at counterfeiting, well, guess what? The NFL is subject to that, just like so many other businesses are. So it's. I took the opportunity to bring up the issue. You know, you've got the NFL that, you know, depending on various estimates, they sell in terms of merchandise each year anywhere from, what, $2.5 billion to $3.5 billion.
Right.
The Super Bowl supposedly generates about $100 million of that in sales. So this is obviously big business for the NFL, but you know what? Guess what? They see all sorts of problems on the counterfeit sales front.
So yeah.
They have the same problems that that every small business does. Quite
well, it's
risk on the IP front.
Well, none of us can take this for granted. None of us can be complacent about the desire or the accidental event where somebody usurps our intellectual property. They either intentionally knock off our products, or they accidentally use one of our trademarks.
Right, right. And you know, the accidental issues, you're gonna have to deal with that. But obviously, there are a whole host of problems that emerge from the outright theft. I mean, in terms
right.
of, you know, what is the consumer getting ultimately? Right, the consumer's getting a counterfeit product that is, you know, more cheaply made, not going to last. You know, depending on what you're talking about, you can get into other industries, pharmaceuticals, obviously life-threatening. So this is going on in industries across the board,
right.
And, you know, it's important to keep in mind that all of those industries are, guess what, they're overwhelmingly populated by small businesses.
Well, there's no question about it, and it hurts. All this hurts small businesses, and the biggest thing that I've tried to focus on now for ever since I've been on the air, Ray, is helping small businesses understand where they fit into the intellectual property marketplace, whether it be selling as a vendor of the NFL property, which, as you say, is, you know, many of them are. Or whether it be their own stuff that they create and leverage, and or worse, intellectual property they create and don't even appreciate, don't even try to secure, and let it wander around out there in the marketplace for other people to take over. Those are some of the things that I try to encourage small business owners to focus on.
Right, and you're right. Where do you fit in into that IP chain, if you want to put it that way? So you're absolutely right in terms of business owners need to see that and do a little assessment and then deal with their issues accordingly. You know, there are two fronts here in terms of what needs to be done. As a business owner, you have to take all the precautions you possibly can to protect your intellectual property. And then also, guess what? There's a government role here. The first duty of government is to protect life, limb, and property.
Right.
That includes intellectual property. So we need federal, state, and local officials working on all fronts. And that goes from the federal government in terms of negotiating trade deals mm-hmm. and making sure that we get strong IP protections there, all the way down to law enforcement, stopping those counterfeit goods, for example, from coming into the country.
Absolutely. So
the government has a role to play here.
And when you're out there on Main Street, you're out there inside your four walls, and you're dealing with product and processes, you know, think about the intellectual property elements in all of those and how it impacts you with your relationship with vendors and customers, but as well as those that IP that you create yourself. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Ray's going to give us a report on venture capital. How's that doing? And how are entrepreneurs doing with venture capital these days? That's coming up right after this next break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.